Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Gregor. Thanks for spending some time with us here this weekend. Joining me this segment, I have two guests, Sabrina Register and Zena Abraham, both from United Way King County. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
Hi. Join us as we look at the issues that affect us here at home in our community and across the nation. So, I guess, Sabrina, I feel like we all know the name United Way, but maybe we don't know what it is that United Way does for the community. Like, we may need a whole hour, I think, really, to go over all the things you could do, but maybe you could simplify it down into the basics for us, please.
Absolutely. And we do hear that a lot. People know the name United Way, know we help some of the most vulnerable in our community, but we get that question a lot. What exactly is it you all do?
Well, there's good associations, too. Like, I know that, like, I end up seeing Russell Wilson's name a lot for, like, softball and stuff like that. And so it's, like, branded with a lot of other big brands, too, like the NFL and whatnot. So,
absolutely. United Way of King County is building a community where people have homes, students graduate, and families are financially stable.
Sure.
Ending homelessness is a very big priority area for us, and it's something very visible. People in the community see that homelessness is a crisis, so a lot of people do associate us with ending homelessness. What is not as visible, but a real community issue that we should all care deeply about is that of students leaving school and not getting a diploma or an equivalency like a GED. In King County, there are 14,000 young people ages 16 to 24 who have left school and have not graduated. So they don't have a high school diploma, they don't have a GED, and they have really no viable career options. And so not only are they missing out, but as a community, we're really missing out because they hold so much opportunity and promise. And yet when you don't get a high school diploma or a GED, it's very, very hard to go out and get a good job and raise a family and have good quality of life.
I guess how much are these two things tied together? It feels like 14,000 students without that education. And then I know there's like 5,000 to 6,000 homeless people that we have in King County. How much is there a correlation between those things? How much crossover is there between them?
Certainly. There are many reasons why someone leaves school without graduating. But we do know that one of those reasons might be because someone is without a home. There are approximately 29% of all the youth in King County who have dropped out of school, who are currently experiencing homelessness, or they're unstably housed. So they might be couch surfing, or they might live somewhere temporarily. Maybe they can no longer afford that place. And so they've left, they're staying with relatives, and they leave again. And so they're unstably housed, or they're literally experiencing homelessness, and they might be living in a shelter or even out in the open unsheltered.
Okay, so then where does United Way come in?
Well, we saw that there was really this huge community issue and knew we had to do something about it. Because like I said, without a high school diploma or a GED, your prospects as a young person are pretty bleak. So United Way did what we do best. We brought together the experts, figured out what can we do. We developed a program called Reconnecting Youth. We started this in 2014. At the time, we had three partners that we worked with. And as the years have gone by from 2014, we're now up to 12 different sites. We started serving about 300 young people, and now we've been serving 5,600 plus people. And that wow. number continues to grow every month. So we've really scaled the program. We know that what works is making sure you're meeting the individual needs of each young person. As I said, there are many different reasons why someone leaves school without graduating. It might be poverty. It might be homelessness. As you're about to hear from Zena, they had a lot of tragedy in their family. So there are different reasons. Some young people might be parents themselves, and it's very hard for them to get to school. So we make sure that we're meeting the needs for each person. So it's it's a very individualized, comprehensive support system to make sure that they get either their diploma or their GED. If they're pretty far along in their education, they might be going for their diploma. If they need lots of credits, they might opt to get the GED. So we do the personalized support, educational coaching, and then we also do career navigation, figuring out what's that next step after you get your GED or after you get your high school diploma. Do you want to explore post-secondary education, perhaps a trade school, or what sort of careers might you be interested in, something that you could transition straight after getting your diploma or GED?
Well, this is fascinating. It's all but very general, so I'm really glad that you brought in somebody that we could talk to, a little firsthand experience. So, Zena, you've actually had to rely on United Way to help you out a little bit. Where does your story start when it comes to, I guess, having to drop out of school is kind of where we begin?
Yeah, because... When I was 8, I lost my dad to lung cancer.
Oh.
And then not long after that, I was 13 when I lost my mom to breast cancer. And so I was kind of, I'm the oldest, so I was sort of like being depended on. And I didn't have nowhere to go till my auntie, who came to help my mom when she got sick, she took us in, me and her sort of made a deal that if she takes me in to take care of me, then I would like take care of her little kids, her three youngest kids, and so we agreed to it, and so she took us in, and I would watch her kids. Me and my sister would like watch her kids while she's working, and we would do that, and then we'd have to go to school, and like. You have kids, right? Like, do you have kids?
I have a kid, yeah.
And, like, you ever, like, try to stay up late? Or, like, you have to stay up late with the kid, trying to watch them, and then you have to wake up early to go to work or school or something
sure.
like that? That's how it is for me. Cause, like,
you became an adult at a young age,
yeah.
It sounds like.
My auntie would go work, like, because, like, she'd work graveyards. And so I'd stay up late and watch the kids, and I usually don't fall asleep till, like, around 1, because they'd be asleep till that. And then when I do go to sleep, it'd be hard for me to get up. And me getting up late, I'd like just become like tired and not like have the energy to get up and get ready and like be able to make it to the bus on time before like missing it to get to school on time.
Yeah.
And because I went to school in Auburn and we moved to Kent, and then the transportation was like a hard way to get to school on time. So once like I started like seeing that I always show up late, I just like sort of gave up of waking up early and like never getting there on time. So like I just sort of dropped out, and then
you just stopped going altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And but I mean, your day was still, it sounds like, full of responsibility though.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like you were still really pulled, spread too thin because you were watching all these kids?
Kind of, but then like again, it was like not really that bad.
Sure.
But like it was my junior year and the last week, so I didn't go to school, and then
you were so close.
Yeah, so close, but I got tired from staying up so late.
Yeah.
And then my senior year came, but I didn't go for the first few weeks because my auntie didn't have time to take me to a Kent school district and register me there. And then when she did, she tried to register me to the high school called Kent Meridian,
mm-hmm.
but they said I didn't have enough credits, so they recommended an online academic school called iGrad. And so we went there, and then I got accepted into it. And right now, I'm still in iGrad, and I have 9 credits left. And hopefully, they said that I'd be able to graduate in June. So hopefully I will.
Cool.
And
it looks like your face got so excited when you said that. Like it's like within
I
reach.
Am.
Yeah.
And then.
So where did the United Way come in for you then? How have they been able to help you along this road?
Like they helped me with like, because before I wasn't able to talk or like, you know, they helped me by letting me know that like my story is like want to be heard by a bunch of people.
Sure.
And like it gets a lot of reactions, and because I did this one event, like when was the event that I did?
Probably a few months ago.
Yeah, I did the event a few months ago, and because I really want, because I'm doing this internship that will help me get into Boeing after I get after, because they're going to help me into college. And sure. Then
you got your UW sweatshirt on here. It looks like you're all ready to.
And then get into Boeing. And then at the last meeting that I, or event that I went to, there was one of the, like, the, what was it? The somebody who works for Boeing.
Yeah.
And, like, after I mentioned my story, he was asking me questions. And then I heard from Sabrina's coworker, Taylor, that he wanted to hear more about me and, like, what I did and what was the program about. And so, United Way gives me a lot of opportunities and can help me as from so far what I realized.
Do you enjoy school?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, it's easier now. And, like, it's the flexibility. Like, I can wake up and show up whenever I can to do my stuff, so...
And I'll just add on to what Zena said. She's been wonderful speaking to people who really do want to hear her story. People are always curious, like, how does school get hard for a young person?
Yeah.
And there are so many different things that young people are dealing with. Zena mentioned iGrad. iGrad is one of the agencies that we work with. So we fund iGrad. So they are a school in Kent, in South King County, that is helping kids get their diploma or GED. So that's just one of the 12 different partners that we work with. So we fund iGrad. And then Zena also mentioned the internship. It's a collaboration between Goodwill, Renton Technical College,
Boeing,
and Boeing,
and Chase Bank.
And that, is, again, is something that we are invested in. So we help fund the internship. So people sure. like Zena can get exposed to the aerospace industry and consider it as a career option. And I'm not sure you said it or not, Zena, but you are the only girl in that program.
There's not enough ladies in STEM in the science, technology, engineering, and math. And we love to see when the balance gets brought there a little bit. Also, I like that you knew all your sponsors. You have a future in PR. That's, okay, cool. So you went from being challenged to raise a family as a kid to now having an opportunity to maybe have a career.
Mm-hmm.
And did you even know that there was options like that available to you?
Not till there was new opening parts, and then all the staffs at the school just kept asking me if I wanted to do this and do that. And then I thought about it, and I was like, oh, what the heck, why not? So I just did it.
It's fantastic. Zena and Sabrina from United Way King County. You can find out more information about Reconnecting Youth when you go to uwkc.org. Ladies, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.